This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said today that Naxalism does not benefit anyone and only peace can pave the way for development. Addressing the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh, he reiterated the government's resolve to end Naxalism by March the 31st next year. He said the centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar division into the most developed tribal region in the country over the next 5 years. Mr. Shah said Naxalism had stalled development in the region, but a new chapter of progress would begin once the menace is eliminated. He appealed to those still associated with the outlawed Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream of society. In West Bengal, police arrested Shatadru Dutta, organizer of Macy's event at Salt Lake's Yuva Bharati Kridangan, after questioning him for 2 hours. Following large-scale chaos and vandalism today, ADG and IGP Law and Order Javed Shamim said a preliminary investigation is underway into the stadium chaos. He added that the situation is now normal, steps are being taken to help spectators return home, and instructions have been issued for ticket refunds. Earlier, Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose has directed the West Bengal government to immediately arrest the organizers and sponsors of the event held at Yuva Bharati Kridangan. Expressing anguish over the incident, the governor termed it a black day for Kolkata sports lovers and instructed that ticket money be refunded to spectators. Meanwhile, the state government has constituted an inquiry committee headed by retired Justice Ashim Kumar Ray to probe the mismanagement. In a social media post, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said she was deeply disturbed and shocked by the incident and apologized to the public. Union Minister of State for Education and BJP leader Dr. Sukanta Majumdar criticized the state government, alleging administrative failure and demanding the Chief Minister's resignation. In Kerala, the Congress-led opposition UDF made gains in the local body elections across the state. The BJP-led NDA also registered significant progress, particularly in the state capital, Thiruvananthapuram. The ruling CPM-led LDF, however, failed to replicate its previous performance and lost control of several local bodies to both the UDF and the NDA. A key highlight of the results is the NDA's victory in the Thiruvananthapuram Corporation. The Alliance secured 50 seats in the 101-member council, enabling it to assume control of the civic body, which had been under LDF rule in the previous term. Meanwhile, the UDF emerged with a majority in 367 Gram Panchayats, while the LDF secured control of 234. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to the people across Kerala for voting for NDA candidates in the local body polls in the state in a social media post. Mr. Modi said the mandate the party has got in the Thiruvananthapuram Corporation is a watershed moment in Kerala's politics. The Prime Minister added that the party will work towards Thiruvananthapuram's growth and boost the ease of living for the people. Mr. Modi also thanked all the party workers for their hard work in the elections. The nation today paid tributes to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during the terrorist attack 24 years ago on the 13th of December 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Jitendra Singh, Kiran Rijiju and Arjun Ram Meghwal paid floral tributes to the martyrs at Parliament House. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Senior Congress Leader Sonia Gandhi and other members of parliament also paid floral tributes to the martyrs. Amid deteriorating air quality in Delhi NCR, the Commission for Air Quality Management CAQM has invoked Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP with immediate effect. The decision was taken after the air quality index in the city crossed the severe category mark this morning. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sportsman Sukhmandavia today inaugurated the MP Sports Festival at Kandolia Ground in Pauri district of Uttarakhand. Addressing the youth, he highlighted the importance of sports culture in nation building and reiterated the central government's commitment to developing Pauri as a high-altitude sports hub. And with that, we end this news bulletin.